We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks again for everyone who came out to Hardee's on Route 3. As we said earlier in the show, this is very impressive that... So all the Hardee's are doing this and collecting money for Operation Food Search, and they're keeping running totals. And I think it's four out of the top five are from Illinois.
Awesome.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Take that, Missouri.
Man, they work hard at Hardee's. Doing the lunch appearances especially. I mean, at Butler Hill last week, we were just so swamped with talking to people, which was awesome. But today we had a couple little breaks. To see how hard they work, like behind the cash register and making the food.
Yeah.
Gotta respect it.
Phoebe's already said that she wants to get a job, and she would like to work at maybe like Culver's or, you know, one of, you know, like kind of
the hard work,
the upper better. And I love that.
Yeah,
you know my theory. Everyone should work in food service. Everyone should be a server at some point. Just it's great experience, and it really makes you appreciate what people do.
They seem like they're always having fun at Chick-fil-A. It's always kids.
It's a nice vibe.
They seem like they're having fun with each other, so.
Yeah. Tony, were you ever a waiter?
Nope. Retail.
Yeah. I feel like you do either one or the other. Most people either get into the
restaurants or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do restaurants, but my mom was a waitress for years and years and had a lot of bad experiences with like people just being mean.
Sure.
So she always encouraged me to not do it. And then at a certain point, when you get to be about like 21, 22, if you haven't already worked at a restaurant, they're like, no, we want someone who already has restaurant experience.
Yeah.
Because I applied at a couple places and did not hear back.
Also had several years in the grocery industry. So.
Yeah, so we did storied.
That's true.
Yeah, storied career. Mm-hmm, I love that you led the walkout 2 weeks after you started when you're 16 years old.
That's right. Voted
Norma
strike.
Tony.
Voted
this
to
is
strike.
Bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you got home and you're like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Now I'm not working.
Now I have no money.
Probably the most disposable income I've ever had, relatively, was when I worked at Losh's Farms, and I was working 70, 75-hour weeks, 14, 15 years old. And it must have been like $285 an hour, something like that. I remember $285, I remember $335. But I would have like $300 paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously no expenses,
because
I'm 14, 15 years old. Man, that was...
Oh, no doubt.
Sweet.
When I was
no
managing
diggity.
The Superstars at Jamestown Mall, living
the world
at home,
by the tail.
Oh, I had lots of disposable income.
Do you remember the cattle company? Cattleman's Company?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
God. Oh, my God. It was like where you would go after dances, a fancy dance. And it was right over there.
Yeah.
Like Hall's Ferry.
Yeah.
And what I remember, I only went once. What I remember about it is like each booth, it was very, very dark. And each booth, like you couldn't see anyone else. I just couldn't imagine anything being fancier than that.
Right.
It was just the best. And I went to, remember Mr. Yak's?
Oh, yeah.
And I got food poisoning. The only time I've
nice.
Ever legitimately had food poisoning. And I wrote him a very Dave Glover letter
Stern
and referenced
letter.
Mr. Yak. And yeah, it's a little history. What you got on your psycho Mystery. Notebook.
If Mr. Yak was here to see this,
Miguel,
he would be so disappointed.
Open the file.
Yeah.
Mr. Yak.
You guys are in the file.
Don't come back.
You know, we've talked a lot about statues getting taken down, and usually it is a liberal group wanting to take down a statue of some founding father or person from history. For various reasons, but one happening here in the state of Missouri is actually on the other side of things. A Missouri state rep that's a Republican this week cited Bible scripture in a request to Governor Mike Parson to take down the statue on top of the state capitol, on top of the dome, which is Circe's.
Okay.
The goddess, the Roman goddess of agriculture.
OK. Okay.
Which is there to represent Missouri's strong agricultural economy. It's mm-hmm. been there forever. It came down. She came down recently while they were doing all the work there on the Capitol, but she's back up and apparently all polished up and fresh.
And what's his problem? That she's not a Christian god?
False god. Thou shalt not.
False to him.
Worship a false god.
Which would be relevant if we lived in a theocracy.
So,
yeah,
I don't agree with taking down statues on either side. So, obviously, you know, I'm not getting behind this guy at all. But the one point that he did make that I found interesting was he said that if it was a statue of Jesus on top of the state capitol, who is a god, there would be outcry. There would be outrage, and we would have to take it down. So why is it okay to have this god, but not that god?
It's an interesting
Who's
argument.
Who's the god again?
Circe's.
Roman goddess of agriculture.
Does anyone worship that god?
No.
Like, I think that's the difference. People were commenting on Facebook whenever I said I didn't like the Jesus Christ Superstar game or whatever it was. And they were like, what about Greek gods? Do you not play as Greek gods? I don't know a single person who worships Greek gods. They're like widely accepted as myths and legends, right?
They used to be worshipped.
Some big fat nerd in a dirty t-shirt just went,
yeah. And you know what? If this is your like number one god, I apologize. But I just think there has to be it's more of a symbol than anything else. It's just like, oh, that'd be cool to have
like
the
FTD,
agriculture god.
FTD, who's the fast guy?
Yeah.
You know?
I thought it was like
Roman god.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Who is that?
The Flash.
The Flash.
Yeah.
Ant-Man. Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, can you not have Superman on top of the Capitol building?
Let's replace Circe's with Ant-Man.
Right. No, again, I am not a fan of taking down statues.
It is an interesting
argument. I have no problem with Circe's, the Roman goddess of agriculture, being on top of the state capitol. She's been there for decades.
Does he really want it taken down?
They filed a thing and cited Bible scripture.
Let me crush him.
We should.
Because if he's making a point.
That one point is, I think.
It's valid.
A valid
If he's making a point, it's valid. If he really wants it taken down, he's a douche.
But is it valid if it's not a god of a religion? Like, it's just the god in that point
is
just
a god of a religion. It's
a title.
It is a god of a religion. It's just a god of a dead religion.
Yeah. All right.
People used to worship those gods. I don't know. Does anybody?
I just don't know of like the current religion.
In Greece, do they still worship any of the Greek gods?
I mean, I'm talking out my ass, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But I do. Again, I do find that to be an interesting point that, well, we can have statues of some gods, but mm-hmm. only certain gods, and mm-hmm. who makes the decision on what gods can mm-hmm. have statues and what gods can't have statues?
Yeah, where's the cutoff line?
I want a statue of Charlemagne the god on top of the Missouri.
Like, what is the dumbest god that enough people still believe in to be considered okay?
Right.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
Yeah. I get what you guys are
saying. Because there is one. Like, I don't know what it is.
There is.
But
there's something that's almost dead, but not quite dead.
Exactly.
Right. No, I'm not, again, not in support one bit of taking down Circe's off the Missouri Capitol. I think she's fine where she's at, and she should stay. I'm generally not a fan of tearing down statues in general, but I do find that argument to be interesting.
When I was younger, I really thought about becoming a Zoroastrian just because it sounded cool.
Yeah.
What is that?
The worship of Zoroaster, who's an ancient god.
Okay.
So there are still Zoroastrians.
Immediately, yes, what jumped into my head was Rastafarian.
Yeah.
Not
They're close.
Dissimilar.
Yeah, they're actually
the Rastafarians
same.
Are a real...
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. That just sounded like that, so
no, I've had
I was
friends
joking.
From Iran who were Zoroasters.
Okay.
So.
Neat.
You got stuff?
I do. I was wondering, something came across my plate earlier today that I hadn't thought of in a long time. Do you guys remember internet cafes?
Sure. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just completely forgot that they were a thing, and I was reminded of them, and I was so delighted just like thinking of them. And you know, you go in and there's computers all set up. I have seen I was pretty young when that was a thing, so I would like peer in the window and see it, but I never like went. But I'm just sure for the people who frequented them, they were like, this is it, man. Like, this is the freaking future. And I just wonder what we're doing now that's like the internet cafe of 2019.
That in 20 years we'll go, remember that?
Yeah. Can you believe we still carried our phones in our hands?
Like in college, that was the coolest room of the on campus was the computer room because.
Oh, I've been to many a computer lab.
There were no. But that was the only way you could get on the internet.
Yeah. Nobody like had a laptop.
You didn't have laptop. Barely anybody had laptops. Nobody had phones that could get on the internet. So if you wanted to go check your email or you had to go to the computer lab to get on the internet. And people would be in chat rooms. Chat rooms were a huge thing. Like back in the dial-up days of internet. And yeah, you go in and sit and get in these chat rooms or look at stuff on the internet. And it was the only way to do it. You couldn't do it on your phone. You couldn't do it from your dorm. You had to go to the computer lounge to do it, and that's just so weird now.
Tony, I don't know if this was a thing 13 years later when you were at SIU, but when I was at SIU, there was a room with a television where everyone went and watched soap operas. Do you remember that at all?
Oh.
It was in the UC.
Yeah.
I think they
do
that in jails now.
I remember wanting to go in there because I was a freshman, and I wanted to meet people, mostly girls, and there were girls in there. And it was dark, and everyone's just kind of, you know, sitting on couches. And I went in and sat down, and it was clear that it was the same people every day. And they're just looking at me. And it was one of those where I just waited like 8 minutes, and I finally just stood up and walked out. It was so horrible.
Were you wanting to be acknowledged?
I was wanting to be accepted.
Yeah, and you felt like you were not.
And they were. It was so clear that they all had their own thing, and they're watching this, whatever. All my children calling it the kids, and I'm just like, you know, you're so aware of people watching you, and you're trying to like hit the right energy, and then I just finally just walked out.
Hey guys, anybody want to check out what's happening on General Hospital? Oh no, okay.
That was the story of my
this is the General Hospital
life
group.
In general, but definitely my 20s was just.
That's funny.
I do not belong here.
Yeah, we didn't do gatherings like that in the UC when I was there. But, I mean, there'd be people randomly sleeping on couches in there or something. But
Mel, you want to hear something real embarrassing?
Let's do it.
When I was at SIU, I've told you guys before, I was super into bodybuilding. And I was wanted to do a contest, an actual bodybuilding contest. And they... They had, it was like, I don't know, the holidays or some big event down in the big pit there at the UC, and they're going to have a Mr. SIU contest.
Nice.
And so I trained for it.
Oh, brother.
And, like, lost a bunch of weight and tanned in the whole thing. Well, the day rolls around, and I go there. And
I'm like, already upset.
And I'm crazy tan, and I'm crazy cut.
Yeah.
And... It was just three fat guys who, like, from the teaks, hamming it up and, like, making muscles and stuff, and everyone's woot. You know, who's
because
gonna be
it wasn't a serious
year?
Thing.
Yes. Thank God. I didn't, like, sign up or get in the line.
Oh.
I was just hanging back because of my insecurity. But here I am, like, 20-year-old Dave Glover, trained for the Mr. SIU contest.
Right.
I'd been to a bunch of contests and seen people.
Right.
And it was just a big joke.
And it was a bunch of Chris Farley, like,
by
SNL.
The skin of my teeth, I avoided complete humiliation. Can you imagine if I went first and I'm out
Dave.
There hitting all the poses?
I'm cringing so hard.
What was the pose that you were most comfortable with?
Like the lat thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. The
one
bat
that
wings.
You had your mom take a picture of and we put
yes.
on the website.
Yes. Yes.
Back
that
in the
was
day.
It. Bam. You ready for this?
Get the pic ready.
Boom.
Mom. I can't hold it much longer.
Take it fast.
Isn't that interesting? Guys' pageants like that, whenever it's a school, it seems like it is. It's more like, who's the most charming? Who's the most funny? Who's going to make us laugh? I didn't go to Alton High, but everyone knew about their pageant for guys, and it was called Mr. Irresistible. And it was like, whoever was the funniest, the goofiest. But you were training for it like a... You were training for it on a woman's standard.
I heard like someone say... Hey, they're going to have a Mr. SIU contest. And I'm like, stop talking to me. I have to buy wheat germ.
This is my moment.
And I trained for 3 months. I went from like 180 to 152.
Oh my gosh.
With like a 27-inch waist. And I'm wearing my big floppy sweats.
Did you think it was a bodybuilding contest specifically?
Yeah, I'd been to a bunch of them. I've been to Mr. Missouri, yeah, Mr. Illinois.
So you thought this was a bodybuilding competition?
I thought this was a bodybuilding competition.
You should have read that flyer a little bit more closely.
I didn't even read the flyer. I just heard of it, trained for 3 months, and showed up. Welcome back, DGS. Happy Wednesday to you. Did you see who the New Jersey shooters were?
No.
Black Hebrew Israelites.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate these people. I'm sorry. These people, I can't stand you. Everything I know about you is negative. They're the same ones that were harassing all the kids in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
When Phoebe was there. And I guess they believe that they are the true descendants of Abraham and that the Jews we know are fakers or imposters or frauds or worse. It also pisses me off. I understand that when you have an investigation, let it play out. I get that. But when you have a van pull up and three people in combat gear with combat weapons jump out and go into a kosher supermarket and start shooting it up, and they're asking these people, do you think it was because they were Jewish? Do you think it's anti-Semitic? I don't know. I don't think we can make that connection yet. Oh, really, Sherlock? Okay. Good police work, Lou.
They were at the
whole
March for Life thing. They were present, right?
Yeah, they were the ones that were harassing
the MAGA hat kids.
Yeah, the kid who had the smile.
Saying all the nasty things to them and calling them horrible names and talking about their mothers. And
he was the, and they turned the kid into the jerk.
Do you guys?
Speaking of religion, how does anyone look at this and go, you know what? It's very attractive. I think that's what I want to be. I love the way that you guys hate everyone and harass them. This is good.
It picks up a certain segment of the population.
I guess you're right.
I was listening to a podcast about ISIS. Like, how does ISIS get kids from the USA to go over there? But they put it in your face. They go like, hey, yeah, you're going to blow up. You're going to die. This is what it's going to be. For some reason, that attracts some people. They're not lying to them and coercing them. They're saying, you're going to die this way, yeah. It's going to be bad, but you're going to have fun right up until then. We can promise you that.
I see the marketing. Because if you're someone who's kind of hates life, and you're a potential school shooter anyway,
and feels like
and
the
you're
going to
kill
them.
Yourself at some point.
Yeah, and this is your chance to get revenge on everybody who's ignored you. And
did you guys see that Taylor Swift is the 2019 Woman of the Decade?
Oh, thank God.
According to Billboard magazine.
How did she beat out Lizzo?
Lizzo doesn't have 10 years of victimhood.
Did you see that Lizzo is the Time Magazine Entertainer of the Year?
Whatever.
2019 Woman of the Decade.
That's what I wrote down. It's probably
How can you be the 2019 Woman of the Decade?
Well, I mean, going back to 1999.
You could be the Woman of the Decade.
2009.
Yeah.
No, that is what it is. I saw it too.
Well,
March is Man of the Year.
Right. I just thought it was interesting because in 2009, that was when the whole MTV Video Music Awards, I'm going to let you finish, but
was
Beyonce
that?
Had the greatest music video
ago?
Of all time. Yep, 2009.
That's nuts.
So she's gone from that to the 2019 Woman of the Decade.
There you go.
I have to say I'm impressed. Look, I love Taylor Swift's music, but she is a professional victim. She's come out with all this Scooter Braun stuff, and can you guys believe I'm not allowed to perform my songs? I mean, yeah, technically I'm allowed to perform my songs, but I'm not allowed to do it exactly how I want, and I have to wait a whole year to re-record my entire library, and it's probably going to sound way better. Oh, boo-hoo, poor me. The woman is worth $360 million.
She's fine.
And yet every day she rolls out of bed and positions herself as poor Taylor
100%.
Swift. 100%. And it works. It kills. She's a multi-millionaire because of it.
And
my hat's off to you,
maybe
Taylor.
Maybe that's all she cares about and that she only cares about people who love her. But people like me can't stand her. And I guess she doesn't care what a 55-year-old white heterosexual man thinks. But I hate that. I hate that someone with as much talent as she has, and I understand she's still young, that every single time she is a victim.
Yeah.
Can I just keep this role going and make everyone hate me? I find that Greta, what's her name?
Greta Thunberg.
So annoying. Here's the thing.
Times Person
of the Year. It has zero to do with her cause. It could be climate change. She could be pro-life, pro-abortion, yay illegal immigrants. Let's kill all the illegal immigrants. I don't care. I find her personally so annoying, and I don't care who judges me for it. I just can't look at her. I can't look at her face.
You know what, Dave? You're so allowed to feel that way because she is in the public eye. I don't love it when people spend, you know, we're not taking an hour out of the show to make fun of her because that would be classless and stupid.
No, but when you're the time person of the year.
And here's how I feel. Shame on whoever is the head of the organization that she's staying. I don't know anything about Greta, but she's got to be working with someone. She's not just a little girl who loves to ride on boats instead of fly on planes and who loves to lecture people. She's working in conjunction with some sort of service. Whoever made the decision of we're going to make her the face of the company and let her take on all of the shame on you, because she is 16 years old and she is kind of hateable, and you've put her in the public eye in this respect where she's not public because she's an artist and she's performing and you can decide whether or not you like her art. It's her as a person championing a cause that a lot of people don't necessarily agree with and don't like being lectured about. You're putting her in the way of abuse, right? Like, you're going to have a lot of people being very, very mean to her on the internet. I would hope that you would typically shield a child from something like that, but she's become the face. Her parents have let it happen. I also think this.
Certainly, you take into account that she's 16 years old, but I would feel very differently if she were a 16-year-old pop star and not a 16-year-old who travels the world angrily lecturing everyone. Mm-hmm. To me, if you want to play at the big boys' table and tell the world how wrong they are and how terrible they are, okay, let's do this.
And how old people ruin the planet and...
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't necessarily personally judge her for that because she's 16. Most 16-year-olds, if you gave them this megaphone, would make such an idiot of themselves. You know what I mean? Any of them would lecture us about something. I just don't agree with the fact that she's even been given this platform and she's like some champion of the cause. How is she in any way actually qualified to lecture people on this? I'm dumbfounded that adults have made her the face of this movement.
That's all the hatred I got.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You guys hate anybody? Love anybody?
I mean, we could talk about Megan Rapinoe.
Sure.
While we're doing this.
Okay.
She was one of the people on the short list for the Time Person of the Year.
Yeah, she won Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year.
2019 decade. Sports Person of the Month.
The Millennium 2019 winner. She was Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. She's an amazing athlete. Elite, no doubt about it, champion. But you got to ask yourself, would a person who says that she that takes knees during the national anthem, says that she will never sing the national anthem again in her life, that she will never put her hand on her heart again for the rest of her life, if an athlete says that and there's any other president in the White House, do they win Sports Illustrated's Sports Person of the Year? There's no chance. There's just no chance. There's no chance that if an athlete would have said while Barack Obama was in the office, I'm not going to the effing White House. I will never sing the national anthem again. I'll never even put my hand on my heart during the national anthem again. Would that person win Sports Person of the Year?
Did Kaepernick kneel while Obama was in office?
Had to be. So.
It almost, because he's been out for like 3 years.
Yeah, I think
right?
It was like 2014.
Really?
Yeah.
Kaepernick kneeling.
And I can't remember whether Obama supported him or commented on it or what. Yeah,
I thought it was 2016 when that started.
2 years of NFL protests explained. This was published in 2018.
So 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On August 14th, 2016, when he was the backup 49ers quarterback, he sat during the national anthem.
It was Trump.
No one noticed. at first, but 2 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess he was doing it for a while. I can't remember exactly when that exploded, but you're right.
What's more interesting
to me, because Obama's too easy, because you're a white supremacist, that if you disagree with Obama's policies.
Okay, if they would have done it to Bill Clinton.
Yes. That's a more interesting question.
If Megan Rapinoe says, if any athlete says, I'm not going to the effing White House, I'm never going to sing the national anthem again, I'm never going to put my hand on my heart for the national anthem again, they would not be any of them, any other president, especially Barack Obama, but any other president.
I do find it really strange that it's a heroic thing to not go to the White House now. Like, honestly, if you go to the White House, you're going to get more criticism than if you don't go to the White
House.
And
remember, she said that before they hadn't won yet.
I'm not going to the effing
White
House.
They hadn't won yet, and she said, I'm not going to the effing White House. We wouldn't even be invited anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't won yet, and of course they were going to be invited if they won.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? And go and talk, you know what? Take that debate to the White House. Go with, say what you will about Trump. Trump would have had a meeting with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have sat down with her.
He would have listened.
He would have listened. But that's not what she wanted. And she's a sports
person. He might have trashed her the minute she left.
Yeah, right. It could have went very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But she would have gotten a meeting with him. And she's sports person of the year. Which, if you're just grading on performance on the field, then okay, that's fine. But I just don't believe
everything's political.
Yeah, I just don't believe that if there was a different president in the White House, if Hillary Clinton was in the White House right now, and Megan Rapinoe said all those things, Sports Illustrated would not have named her Sports Person of the Year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.